Morning to you, Una. How you doing?
How you doing?
This is my first time doing this with you.
It's your first time? Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, I get to give my two cents, as do you, as does everyone else.
Okay.
So we're inviting everyone to help this this listener who has emailed. And they said, "Hi, Auntie Una. I'm in a bit of a tricky situation and need some help. I recently moved into a house where I'm renting a room from a family. It's all great and the family are respectful and friendly. The problem is their older daughter who lives at home. She made it pretty clear that she was attracted to me. I tried to brush it off at first, but she kept suggesting we go out. So I caved in and agreed to be polite and avoid making things awkward in the house. In hindsight, that was probably a mistake. Since then, she seems to think it's the start of something serious. She's constantly texting me, knocking on my door to hang out and making comments about our future. I've tried to gently hint that I'm not looking for anything, but she doesn't seem to be taking the hint. The last thing I want to do is cause tension with the family or make my living situation uncomfortable, but it's already started to feel that way. I also don't want to lead her on or be unkind. Moving out isn't really an option financially right now. How do I firmly but respectfully draw a line without it blowing up in my face at home, feeling very awkward under this roof?" Whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot of awkwardness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. And okay, so it's a real tricky situation to be in, because financially they're kind of like stuck in the situation, but they don't want to upset the girl.
Yeah.
To make it awkward in the house. There's a couple of things that I think you can do in this situation.
Oh, okay. I'm excited to hear these because I wouldn't have a clue. I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh my God, that is a situation and a half.
Well, there's the practical thing you can do is stop showering.
Oh, very good. I see what's going on here.
Yeah, so stop showering, right? Stop brushing your teeth, okay? Be as unhygienic as you can possibly be. Like, have a smell coming out of your room. I don't know, put like, I don't know, like a fish underneath your mattress or something, so there is a stink coming out of your room, you're just smelly, and I'm telling you, the girl will run a mile. Now, the only thing is, the family might decide that you're too smelly to live with them and ask you to leave. So you can't go that far. Maybe just stop brushing your teeth for a couple of weeks. Yeah, and then, yeah, bad breaths. You won't want to be here. But that is practical. Because
is it though? Come on.
It is, kind of. I mean, it'll be awkward for him for a while going to work, and he might be able to have conversations with many people up close and stuff. But, you know, it will solve the problem of the girl, because she definitely, I mean, you know.
I actually know a similar situation. It didn't involve parents, though. It was just housemates. A friend of mine was renting out a room, and he was living with another guy, and then the third room became available to rent, and they ended up renting out to a new girl.
Yeah.
And no joke, his male housemate and his female housemate, they're now engaged.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. So, but he felt awkward in the situation, because at the start, when they had started seeing each other, they weren't telling anybody. So there was this kind of like awkwardness, you know, and they were in the kitchen having dinner together, just the two of them, not inviting him and all. He was kind of like, do these guys hate me or something? Like, what's going on here? And he did say it created a bit of awkwardness. And bearing in mind, he's not a parent. He's not like, he didn't own the house. He was just a housemate. So
probably just felt like they were taking over the house and kind of wanted it to themselves.
Yeah, I just personally think, as the girl in this, why would you want to start a relationship with somebody in your parents' home renting? That's mad to me. I just think it's mad in general. Apart from the parents thing, just being in a home with another couple. Oh no.
The heart wants what the heart wants. And this girl wants
this man. It's unrequited love.
It's unrequited,
though.
But she's not getting it. So I'm telling you, I have the best advice. So far, because okay, what advice are you offering up, guys?
I'm not offering any advice because I don't know what to do.
That's not very helpful.
No, it's not very.
Can he not say he's got I don't know, he's seeing someone else?
What happened to telling the truth, by the way? Like, how come any time I hear about these things, we always find ways to get out of them? What happened to telling the truth? That used to be a good way of getting out of things.
He has tried to tell her, to be fair, like, but she's not getting, she's just...
No, let's be real, he hasn't tried hard enough, clearly. Look, I live with you and your family. We can't be at this.
But he went out with her, you see. Yeah, that was the first mistake. That was the first mistake. He went out with her and that gave her the, you know...
confirmation she needed.
Yeah. 087-1102-107. What do you think about this? What do we do? What does he do? What does she do? What does everybody do? Auntie Una is with us here now this morning, trying to get a listener out of a situation that I don't know how he's found himself in it in the first place, but look, we'll do our best to do it, won't we?
So this guy, he is renting a room from a family, and they have an older daughter, and the older daughter has been making it clear that she's, like, you know, pretty attracted to him. She's living at home as well. He caved in and he went out with her to avoid making things awkward in the house. Now, he thinks in hindsight this is obviously a mistake, because she's constantly texting him, knocking at his door to hang out and stuff, and she doesn't seem to be taking the hint, and he's finding it really awkward and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. And I was basically saying, look, in these situations I feel like instead of tiptoeing around things, you have to nip them in the bud. You got to be stern, you got to be angry, you got to put your foot down. Let's go to the texts.
Warning, get out of there, sunshine. You'll wake up married to her one morning because they give you some to them during the night and they baptize you and everything in your sleep.
Now, I just want to put it out there. There was a word used in that and I didn't know what it meant. So I didn't want to take a chance just in case it meant something really bad. But look, at the end of the day, get out of there, sunshine.
Yeah. Well, you see, financially, he says he's kind of, it's not viable at the moment for him, because this is obviously a cheaper rent living with the family.
Nailed it.
So I said, I think he should just stop washing himself and brushing his teeth and being just unhygienic to completely put her off.
Yeah.
But that's probably not, you know, he has to go to work and, you know, he might like being clean. So maybe that's not great advice. Simon is in Newbridge. Simon says, get a pet snake and tell her it likes to sleep next to you at night. Guaranteed she won't go near you again.
No. Can we actually that's come decent. Up with something? No,
what? No, that's great advice. It mightn't be like, you know.
Sorry, I'm rubbing my head here. Sometimes I do things and I think people can see me.
I can see you rubbing your head. Yeah, I really like that advice.
No,
Simon.
You don't.
I do.
Come on.
Just get the pet snake. Yeah. Connor is in Strand Hill. He says, tell the parent she's wrecking her head. Let them deal with her.
Straight toe. That's very good. I love it. 087-1-102-107. You just heard there, our listeners in a bit of a pickle. What do you think the best way to get out of it is? We'll get to some more of your messages in just a bit. We're in a little bit of anti-Una at the moment. We're seeking out advice for this poor guy who's found himself in a situation. Are you going to summarise it real quickly
for
us?
Yes.
This is just like, how do you do this? I don't know.
So this guy has moved into, he's renting a home from a family. They have an older daughter that is living at home as well. She really fancies him. He's not into her. They went on one date. She thinks now they're kind of together. He's been trying to tell her and like give her hints that he's not interested, but she's not taking them. And she keeps coming around, knocking his door, wanting to hang out and stuff. And he doesn't want to create tension in the house and he can't afford to move out. So what should he do?
Jennifer, what do you think he should do?
That guy needs to accidentally, on purpose, send that message to the mom or the dad. Preferably the mom, because she'd act quicker, because the dads are a bit behind the times.
Hey.
Send it to the mom, maybe make it a bit nicer about the parents, how great they are, and he doesn't want to ruin what he has. Send it accidentally, on purpose, let the mom read it, and then be like, oh God, I didn't know how to say it. He just sent it to the radio for advice so the whole world could tell me what to
say. I actually like that. It's blatantly obvious, though, that wouldn't be sent on purpose, that it'd be an accident. Do you get me? But it's a good way out of it. You can play it up for sure.
Jude says, morning, folks. For Auntie Una's lad, he needs to bring home a girlfriend or a boyfriend. The girl in the house should back off then. But maybe he's like, it sounds like a dig situation because he's living with the family, so maybe he's not allowed to any.
Bring anyone
over.
Home.
He's
yeah.
Not allowed to bring anyone home.
That would be ruthless, though. Knowing that someone likes you to then bring home a partner and shove it in their face. That's ruthless.
Yeah.
It would work, but.
Oh. I would it. She might double down then.
What?
Yeah.
No.
She might.
Really?
Might double down, yeah.
You never know with these things.
You don't know.
No, you don't.
Jerry says maybe the parents advertise the room to get rid of the daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, very interesting.
Very good. So they've almost set it up. So if you went to them in the end for this purpose, they'd probably be encouraging you to take her out. Okay, that's tough. Well, look, I'm none the wiser after all that.
I think the general consensus is loads and loads of messages are coming in now and they're all saying the same thing. He needs to bring another person over to the house a few times so that girl can get the hint.
You can't do that. No, okay. Look, hopefully he gets back in touch and lets us know, and hopefully he sells a home after a week.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Go.